Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Exploring Data Sources. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the various types of data sources, including structured and unstructured data, common data repositories such as databases and spreadsheets, and the methods of data acquisition. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize different data sources and understand their importance in the realm of business intelligence. Main content types of data sources. Structured versus unstructured data sources can be categorized into two primary types: structured and unstructured data. Understanding the differences between these two types is crucial for effective data management and analysis. Structured data refers to information that is organized in a predefined manner, typically in rows and columns, making it easily searchable. Examples include data stored in relational databases like SQL Server or Oracle. This type of data is often quantitative and can be easily analyzed and queried using various tools. For instance, customer information, sales data, and inventory records are all examples of structured data. On the other hand, unstructured data is information that does not have a predefined format or organization. It is often qualitative and includes text-heavy data such as emails, social media posts, and multimedia files. Unstructured data can be more challenging to analyze due to its lack of structure. However, it can provide valuable insights when processed using advanced analytical tools and techniques. For example, customer feedback from social media can help businesses understand customer sentiment and improve their services. Understanding the difference between structured and unstructured data is essential as it influences how businesses collect, store, and analyze data to derive meaningful insights. Common data repositories, databases, and spreadsheets. Next, let's discuss common data repositories. Focusing on databases and spreadsheets, these tools are crucial for storing and managing data efficiently. Databases are structured collections of data that allow for easy access, management, and organization. They can handle large volumes of data and provide advanced functionalities such as data integrity, security, and multi-user access. For example, a retail business might use a database to store customer orders, manage inventory levels, and track supplier information. Popular database management systems include MySQL, PostgreSQL, and Microsoft SQL Server. In contrast, spreadsheets like Microsoft Excel or Google Sheets are more user-friendly tools that allow users to organize, analyze, and visualize data. While spreadsheets are great for smaller datasets and quick analyses, they may not be suitable for larger datasets due to limitations in performance and functionality. However, they remain widely used in business for tasks such as budgeting, forecasting, and reporting. For example, a small business might use a spreadsheet to track monthly sales and expenses, making it easy to visualize trends over time. Both databases and spreadsheets serve important roles in data management, and understanding when to use each can significantly impact a business's efficiency and effectiveness. Data acquisition methods. Finally, let's explore the various methods of data acquisition. Data acquisition is the process of collecting and integrating data from different sources, which is vital for business intelligence. There are several methods for acquiring data, including manual data entry. This method involves inputting data directly into a system by individuals. While straightforward, it can be time-consuming and prone to human error. For example, a sales team might manually enter leads into a customer relationship management CRM system. Automated data collection. This method utilizes software tools to automatically gather data from various sources. For instance, web scraping tools can extract information from websites, while APIs, application programming interfaces, can facilitate data exchange between systems. An example would be an e-commerce platform that uses APIs to retrieve product information and customer reviews from different online sources. Data integration tools. These tools help consolidate data from multiple sources into a single repository. For example, ETL, extract, transform, load. Tools like Talend or Apache NiFi can extract data from different systems, transform it into a suitable format, and load it into a data warehouse for analysis, surveys, and feedback forms. Collecting data directly from customers through surveys can provide insights into their preferences and experiences. For example, a restaurant might use feedback forms to gather customer opinions on service and menu items, which can guide future decisions. By understanding these data acquisition methods, you can better streamline data collection processes and ensure that your business has access to reliable and relevant information. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the various types of data sources, including structured and unstructured data, as well as common data repositories such as databases and spreadsheets. We also discussed the different methods of data acquisition that businesses can use to gather and integrate data effectively. By recognizing the importance of these data sources, you are now better equipped to utilize them in your business intelligence efforts. As you move forward, remember that understanding data sources is foundational to leveraging business intelligence for informed decision-making. Reflection questions. How would you differentiate between structured and unstructured data in your daily operations? What type of data repository do you think would best suit your business needs? And why? Reflect on your current data acquisition methods. How might you improve or streamline these processes?